Michael Jordan, the basketball player, once said, "Everybody has talent, but ability takes hard work." The poet Longfellow once wrote, "The great tragedy of the average man is that he goes to his grave with his music still in him." You could struggle for years at a job for which you were ill-suited, and then find yourself in the perfect field and make more progress in a couple of years than you had made in the 20 years preceding. Napoleon Hill once wrote that the key to success in America is for you to find out what you really love to do and then find a way to make a good living doing it. Most self-made millionaires say, "I never worked a day in my life." What they did was to find out what they really enjoyed, and then they did more and more of it. There are 8 ways for you to identify and determine your special talents and what you are uniquely suited to do. Here they are. First, you will always be the best and happiest at something that you love to do. If you could afford it, you would do it without pay. It brings out the very best in you, and you get a tremendous amount of satisfaction and enjoyment when you are engaged in that particular work. A second way to identify your special talent is that you do it well. You seem to have a natural ability to perform in this area. Third, this talent has been responsible for most of your success and happiness in life up until now. From an early age, it's something that you have enjoyed doing, and from which you got the greatest rewards and compliments from other people. Fourth, it's something that was easy for you to learn and easy to do. In fact, it was so easy to learn that you actually forget when and how you learned it. You just found yourself doing it easily and well one day. Fifth way to identify your special talent is that it holds your attention. It absorbs you and fascinates you. You like to think about it, read about it, talk about it, and learn about it. It seems to attract you like a moth to a flame. Sixth, you love to learn about it and become better at it all your life. You have a deep inner desire to really excel in this particular area. Seventh, when you do act in your area of special talent, time stands still. You can often work in your area of special talent for long periods without eating or sleeping, hour after hour, because you get so involved in it. And eighth, you really admire and respect other people who are good at what you are most suited to do. You want to be like them and be around them and emulate them in every way. If the above descriptions apply to anything that you are doing or anything that you've done in the past, they can lead you into what you were uniquely put on this earth to do, your heart's desire. Your natural talents are inborn and easy to develop. They are programmed into your subconscious mind. They are what you were put on this earth to do. Your job is to discover this area of natural talent and ability and then to develop it throughout your life. Many skills are complementary. They are dependent on each other. This means that you must have one skill at a certain level in order to use your other skills at a higher level. Sometimes you have to learn and develop skills that you don't particularly love and enjoy, but this is the price you pay to be able to achieve excellence in your chosen field. And here's the rule. You could be only one skill away from doubling your productivity, performance, and income. You may only need to bring up your skill level in one area for you to be able to use all of your other skills at a higher level. Remember that all business skills are learnable. Business skills are not genetically determined. If there is any business skill that you need to learn to realize and utilize your full potential, you can learn it by practice and repetition. It's quite common that if you are weak in a particular skill, you will avoid taking action in that skill. You will fall into the trap of learned helplessness. You will say, "Well, I'm not really very good in that area," or "I don't have any natural talent or ability in that skill." But this is merely rationalization and justification. If the skill is important enough to you, you can learn it. The very worst decision of all is for you to allow yourself to be held back for months or years because you lack a single simple skill that is readily learnable through dedication and determination. Don't let this happen to you. There's an old saying, "Anything worth doing well is worth doing poorly at first." It's not practice that makes perfect, it is imperfect practice that eventually makes perfect. Whenever you start something new, you can expect to do it poorly. You will feel clumsy and awkward at first. You'll feel inadequate and inferior. You'll often feel silly and embarrassed. But this is the price that you pay to achieve excellence in your field. You'll always have to pay the price of success in advance, and that price often involves the hard work of mastering a difficult skill that you need to move to the top of your field. Use the magic wand technique. Imagine that you could wave a magic wand and be absolutely excellent at any particular skill. What would it be? If you could wave a magic wand and have any wish at all with regard to your talents and skills, what would you wish for? Whatever your answer to these questions will often be an indication of the new goals that you have to set with regard to the skills and abilities that you need to develop to be the best at what you do. Become a lifelong do-it-to-yourself project. Be prepared to invest 1, 2, or 3 years to become absolutely excellent in a critical area. Be willing to pay any price, make any sacrifice, to be the best at what you do. There's a 3+1 formula for mastering any skill. It's simple, and it works every single time. First, read in the skill area each day, even if only for 15 to 30 minutes. Knowledge is cumulative. The more you read and learn, the more confident you will become that you can do this job in an excellent fashion. Second, listen to educational audio programs like this on the subject in your car. The average driver today spends 500 to 1,000 hours each year in his car driving around during the day. Turn driving time into learning time. You can become one of the best educated people in your field by simply listening to audio programs in your car rather than music. Third, attend seminars and workshops on your subject. Many people's lives have been changed completely by attendance at a single 1 or 2 day seminar on a key subject. Forever after, they were completely different in that area. And the final factor is to practice what you learn at the earliest possible opportunity. Every time you hear a good idea, take action on it. The person who hears one idea and takes action on it is more valuable than a person who hears 100 ideas but takes action on none of them. The more you practice what you are learning, the faster you will become competent and skilled in that area. The more you practice, the more confidence you will develop. The more you practice, the more rapidly you will overcome your feelings of inadequacy in that skill, and the faster you will master it. The more you practice, the more rapidly you will add that skill to your mental toolbox, where you will possess it for the rest of your career. Resolve today, right now, to join the top 10% of people in your field. Determine who they are, what they earn, and what they do differently from you. Determine the special knowledge and skills they have developed, and resolve to develop them yourself. Remember, anything that anyone else has done within reason, you can do as well. No one is better than you, and no one is smarter than you. The very fact that the top people in your field were at one time not even in your field at all is proof that whatever they have achieved, you can achieve yourself if you simply set it as a goal and work at it long enough and hard enough. There are no limits. Now, here are 3 things you can do immediately to put these ideas into action. First, resolve today to join the top 10% of people in your field. Make a lifelong commitment to excellence. Second, identify the key result areas of your job, the things you absolutely positively have to do well to be successful in your field. And third, identify your weakest key area and start a do-it-to-yourself project to become absolutely excellent in that area.